Researchers in Yellowstone National Park made a grim discovery late last year. The first golden eagle in the park ever fitted with a transmitter was dead. She was killed by a bullet, but she hadn't been shot. Guns in America's Heath Druzin traveled to Wyoming to find out more. And a note for listeners, the story includes the sounds of gunfire.
The eagle died of lead poisoning after eating tiny pieces of ammunition, most likely just beyond park boundaries. It's the kind of death Brian Bedrosian is trying to prevent.
I'll get the sound of it going in.
Bedrosian is loading his Remington hunting rifle. He's research director at the Teton Raptor Center in Wilson, Wyoming. He studies how to protect birds like golden eagles, but his methods put him at the center of a budding civil war among conservationists about how to keep hunters from causing collateral damage. We met up in a rugged landscape covered in lodgepole pine. The crystal clear waters of Mosquito Creek rush by below.
So we're in the southern portion of the Jackson Hole Valley. We're in coniferous forest in the Bridger-Teton National Forest, and this is open for elk hunting and deer hunting.
It's all part of what's known as the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem, 18 million acres of nearly uninterrupted wild with Yellowstone National Park as the center. But it's in this pristine setting that protected species like the golden eagle are coming into deadly contact with people. Bedrosian is a big game hunter, but on this day, his target is several water jugs lined up against a tree. He's shooting some with a copper round and some with a round made of lead. Looking at the ammunition side by side, you'd be hard-pressed to spot the difference, but it can mean life or death for an eagle.
All right, let's go see the damage.
Bedrosian is peering into a nearly empty water jug with a clean bullet hole through the front. The jugs simulate what happens when a bullet hits an animal.
You can see the copper casing in the bottom here, and then all the lead particles in the water down there. Let's see if we can rip it open a little more, get a better view.
In a pool of remaining water at the bottom, there are tiny flecks of metal glinting in the sun. It looks like what lucky gold prospectors would end up with in the bottom of their pans. But it's not gold, it's lead. The material used for the vast majority of ammunition in the U.S. Eagles ingest those tiny pieces of lead when they feed on the remains of elk and deer, and lead can prove deadly at high enough levels.
So we have this huge dust cloud of lead that's all throughout the gut pile that then the birds are feeding on and getting lead poisoning.
It doesn't just affect eagles. The same fragments threaten the very existence of the endangered California condor. In response, California banned lead ammunition altogether. But Bedrosian and some other conservationists think that approach is misguided. Bedrosian says most hunters want to protect wildlife and respond well to voluntary programs.
And so I think just showcasing, hey, there's a better way to do this without having secondary effects on other wildlife, that's the route we need to go at right now.
But lead bullets aren't the only point of conflict with hunters.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Just outside of Yellowstone, grizzly bear researchers Jeremy Nicholson and Kyle Garrett have the unenviable job of laying out a mix of cow's blood and rotting fish, accented with a little ode to skunk.
It doesn't take too long for the fish to get pretty bad consistency and smell going on, so once they reach a putty level, then that's magic.
Nicholson and Garrett are with the Idaho Department of Fish and Game. The bait is to attract bears to the area, where they have cameras ready to record them. But in this landscape of pine forest, sagebrush, and snow-capped mountains in eastern Idaho, not everyone is looking to attract bears. While grizzlies are extending their territory, hunters are targeting elk in the area. It's a combustible combination. In 2017 alone, hunters shot 17 of the protected bears near Yellowstone, all in self-defense. There are just 700 or so grizzlies in and around the park. That makes this conflict with hunters one of the leading causes of death for the bears. Nicholson says, required or not, bear spray is a good idea.
There are some people that just definitely don't believe in the reliability of using bear spray, but there's studies out there that show it's a very good deterrent. If it comes to me, I want to have bear spray on me because I'm not Annie Oakley when I'm shooting a gun.
Hunters by nature make that possibility a lot more likely. In hunting, the name of the game is stealth, so they're doing all the things hikers are warned not to do in bear country. They walk silently, wear camouflage, and bump around in the woods at dawn and dusk. The killings of grizzlies have environmental groups from around the country up in arms. So they requested Idaho and Wyoming require hunters in grizzly country to carry bear spray. Activists like Humane Society attorney Nick Arrivo think wildlife needs the protection of the law.
There are legal mandates for things like wearing Hunter Orange. There are legal mandates for carrying portable toilets when you are rafting in BLM land. So, you know, the idea that outdoor recreation needs to be completely hands-off from the regulatory bodies, I think, is just not the case.
Ultimately, state wildlife agencies in both Idaho and Wyoming rejected the environmental groups' petitions. But they do agree bear spray can save your life. Bedrosian, with the Teton Raptor Center, thinks a voluntary approach is most effective. And he's tested his hypothesis. There's a bit of an accidental side-by-side comparison in his own backyard. The National Elk Refuge and Grand Teton National Park sit next to each other, two federally protected areas that allow hunting but impose different rules. On the refuge, hunters are urged but not required to use non-lead ammunition and bear spray. In Grand Teton, both are required by law. So Bedrosian tested his approach in the Elk Refuge.
We, for 2 years, handed out free or discounted non-lead ammunition as a source of both education and for a experiment for our research.
It worked. More hunters reported using non-lead ammo, and lead levels dropped in the eagles he studied. Bedrosian says he just wants to see results. For him, that means partnering with the people who hold the fate of these animals in their trigger finger.
I don't think hunters are part of the solution. I think hunters are the solution.
How much of that solution is education versus regulation is still to be seen. For Guns and America, I'm Heath Drusen.